KaiserNetwork.org.
Wilfred Bacham with the local MIM Organizing Secretariat. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So could you please just start off by explaining to us why Cameroon was chosen to host the MIM conference in 2005?
Well, Cameroon really wasn't chosen. I think when the the bid was out for different African countries to compete to host the fourth MIM Pan-African summit on malaria, we, the scientists in this country, came together and put together an application demonstrating the facilities we had and also the fact that we had a very high concentration of malaria researchers in Cameroon. And when we demonstrated that the infrastructure was there to host a meeting of this magnitude, I think that the decision was easy to be made now at the Secretariat on where the next Pan-African meeting will go.
Now, you mentioned that local scientists were essential in helping this, put this bid together to have the conference here. Can you talk to us about the importance of capacity building in terms of scientific research for actual African scientists to be doing this research to help in the fight against malaria?
Well, I think you all will know that Africa faces a lot of problems, one of which is capacity building. Now, capacity building, I tend not to use building again, and I rather refer to as capacity development. Because every time you build, you must try to maintain. And Africa has been facing this difficulty of maintaining its researchers in Africa. And I think that there are two levels in which capacity needs to be developed. First, those at the grassroots who need to implement most of the research decisions and the findings that researchers get. It's one level where capacity needs to be developed. The other capacity development is at the level of the high-level top scientists. And the third level of capacity development is the infrastructure to be able to support the scientists and create an enabling environment for them to be able to work. Now, putting these three together is quite enigmatic, especially to governments that have not so well an economy. And I think that it is up to us, the scientists, to reinvent ourselves after we leave school and to look for things to do and impact on development to make those things happen. Money always is not all that, somebody growing up knows or wishes to have. You know, I think it's also said that, you know, the riches of an individual are the contacts you make. And I think that Africans need to capitalize on these contacts and be able to improve on their own lot, you know, by staying here and making the sacrifices. Other nations have developed because people made the sacrifices, and I think that is an essential philosophy for people to take on to that and to be able to maintain it.
Now, you mentioned that capacity building and maintaining capacity were just one of the issues that Africa faces in its fight against malaria. What do you see as maybe some of the other top two issues?
Well, I think one other issue is the fact that diseases are not addressed as having, a microbial origin or a pathogenic origin. We ascribe disease to all other mystical origins, and it's difficult to conceptualize what disease really is. Having said that difficulty, I think it directly also hinges on human behavior. And malaria, like HIV/AIDS, is also a behavioral problem. People take medications. Once they feel better, they dump it. They don't understand that the parasites may still be lingering in their body. And once they feel better, it's over. And then the drugs are reserved for someone else. So I think malaria, if you look at the U.S. history as well, you realize that when malaria was present in some parts of the U.S., it had a cycle of epidemic, you know, that was interspersed with poverty, especially in the trenches. So basically, it's a disease that is also directly related to poverty, and I think that that being one of the crucial problems, people tend to address issues related to malaria with the most minimal concerns. I think that's also a difficulty that malaria research faces.
And you mentioned that kind of the mysterious disease and not attributing it to any sort of microbe was an issue here in Africa. How do you think that you can take, this is a scientific conference, how do you take these scientific developments and the research that's being presented and actually implement that in local villages or urban settings like where we are right now?
Well, I started a program. I started an organization called the Fobang Foundation, which is a non-governmental organization, and it's been existing since 1998. When I came back and realized that most of what we were doing in the laboratories and on the paper was not being told to the people, and bringing it to them not as a taught subject, but as a thing that they could derive an immediate understanding of and be able to use that for their own context of, you know, obtaining better cure. So we have this program at the Fobang Foundation that relates directly to how people behave, you know, in seeking therapy, especially for malaria, and I explain very simple things to them. And I think for the different sites in which we have these programs, it is now understood that all fevers are not malaria, and we're happy about that. And for us to be able to achieve this, we create a network of school health club teachers who in turn teach the students and let the students take the messages back to their parents as ambassadors of health. And I think that has been very highly successful. The 10 teachers whom we sponsored to do these actually are also attending this meeting so that we can derive, and every evening we meet to discuss what the findings are and to let them know how they can derive maximum benefit, in the hope that they as learners become teachers as well and take this information back to where it's needed. And I think that increasingly we're beginning to see some kind of a reaction to what people have understood. I know that some of these diseases don't have musical origins, and they can be explained and they can be addressed and they can be attacked, and to make them derive the best of health.
Can you tell me what you think are maybe the top one or two things you hope that this conference will accomplish in fighting malaria?
The first thing is that for the first time, researchers and control managers have come together. That's a novelty, and malaria has never seen this before. I hope that this momentum would be able to continue. The second thing that I know is happening at this meeting is the fact that funders who otherwise just gave money and said, you know, go do your thing, are now becoming interested in what it is that Africans wish to do for themselves. And the presence of funders at this meeting and seeing exactly what the difficulties are firsthand, I think it's a major stride. And I think we're going to see quite a few changes in the way malaria is going to be addressed in the future. I know that since Abuja, scientists never knew what Abuja declarations were, but some of them have been educated since yesterday on what the Abuja declaration is. And we're very happy that at the end of this week, instead of having another declaration on another declaration, we're going to have what we call a call to action on malaria, which is taking the issues into very pragmatic and very practical steps to see that all the things that heads of states assembled to address in Abuja actually being implemented.
And how do you see in the next few years the MIM Secretariat actually implementing this call to action?
Well, I'm glad that the MIM Secretariat is moving to Africa for the first time since its creation. And I'm sure that there are things that are very, very African and can only be understood by Africans. But these things must also be made known to the Western world. And I think that by it moving to Africa, it's giving us a lot of support already on all that needs to be known. My hope and desire would be that as the Secretariat moves to Africa, it should be all-encompassing and to draw on the many talents around the world or around Africa and to show that it is something in which everybody is involved. And I'm sure that we'll see quite a few changes on the way malaria is going to be addressed. Luckily, it's going to a group that has been very much involved also in capacity development, and I'm sure that when Kilama and the Amanet group would do a very good job. Cameroon lost in the bid, and we're happy that Amanet took it. And we hope that the next time around, we'll come around to grab it.
Wilfred Beckham, thank you so much for joining us today. We
thank
appreciate
you.
Your time.
Thank you very much.